relief supplies, meaning immediate relief supplies, like blankets and kitchen sets and sleeping mattresses, they are either already distributed or on the road and rolling towards the beneficiaries as we speak. And so the immediate relief effort is well underway, and the needs will hopefully be covered in the next couple of weeks. However, at the same time, what is now prevailing in the area is a severe livelihoods crisis, because the persons on the coast and the families who depend on them further inland in Somalia have lost all their means of income, not only for the immediate, but at least until the next fishing season in October, November of this year. So they have to bridge at least half a year where they have absolutely no possibilities at the moment to make a living and fend for their families.
What is being done to try to help them?
Well, in order to address the issue of income generation and livelihoods, there is obviously a need to do much more than distribute items. So what we are looking at in the United Nations team is to design labor-intensive public works, shelter reconstruction, infrastructure projects that would give the affected population and those further inland who are indirectly affected a way to earn a living until the next fishing season comes. Additionally, there needs to be support, probably in a sort of cooperative-based, community-based way, to get the fishery sector onto its feet again. But again, it's not just the provision of fishing nets or provision of boats. It's really building up a system that will make it function better than it did before, and that's what we are collectively looking at the moment.
I understand the International Assessment Team has completed its work and is now in the process of writing its report, having toured Somalia to get a better idea of how much damage was done from the tsunami?
Indeed, the mission has been completed. The teams have returned. UNHCR was part of it. And we are, in fact, together with UN Habitat and ILO in charge of the shelter infrastructure sector. As concerns shelter, the team found that there are 1,500 houses that have been either totally destroyed or destroyed in such a way that they cannot be rehabilitated. So there is a need to provide assistance for persons to reconstruct their shelters. And as I said, the number is approximately 1,500. But as concerns the village of Hafun, the village will have to be relocated to a different place because of the effect of the tsunami on the landscape and other factors. And so there we are talking about reconstructing a totally new fishing hub in a location probably a couple of hundred meters or so from where it used to be.